Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Deontay Wilder has had a suspicious mind since he was all shook up last February, accusing Tyson Fury of being a cheat. It's now or never for the Bronze Bomber if he is to save his reputation in the heavyweight division. In the build-up to this fight, he's taken part in a little less conversation. But will the Gypsy King send him back to Heartbreak Hotel? We're in the bright light city for this American trilogy with more glitz and glamour than an Elvis Presley jumpsuit. You're listening to Fight Night Live from Viva Las Vegas on TalkSport.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
This is the bright lights, big city lights. It's on, isn't it? I dreamt of going to Las Vegas my whole life, so I want to put on a show.
Look at that, reactions to Fury.
The king returns to Vegas. You all think it's Elvis, pops out Tyson Fury. Hey!
You're the devil in disguise. Got you so lonely, baby. Well, you're so lonely. I'm all shook up.
There he goes! Right hand, left hand! And I don't think he's gonna get up! I think it's all over! Can he get up? He does!
Bright light city, gonna set my soul. Gonna set my soul on fire.
Anytime you're in with Deontay Wilder, there's danger on the horizon.
One thing about Deontay Wilder is he can turn your lights off at any time. At any time.
And a right hand, and that's good night! Deontay Wilder retains his world heavyweight title!
Big right hand that connected by Wilder.
This could be another occasion where he has to get off the floor. And I don't think Deontay Wilder will be as naive as he was in that first fight.
We're not training for points or judges. He's in the destruction game.
And the towel comes in! The towel comes in! Tyson Fury is a winner in Las Vegas! Tyson Fury has done the remarkable.
He's there to do one job. Destroy Wilder and put him straight into retirement. That's the end of him.
He's at home. You know where he's at home? In the ring.
I'm going to go out there and blitz him.
There's no going to be stopping me on the night. The only thing that's going to stop me is getting knocked back out. But apart from that, I'm going to annihilate him.
Welcome to Las Vegas and your gateway to Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder Part 3. The narrative so far has been absolutely sensational. And tonight could be the cherry on top of the cake of a fantastic trilogy. My name's Adam Catterall. It's a pleasure to, as always, to be in your company. And joining me this evening, my right-hand man, as always, Mr. Gareth A. Davies. Gareth, we're here. Fight night is well and truly upon us. We said on our preview show yesterday at the weigh-ins that the atmosphere was starting to build. And now that the day has finally arrived, the hairs on the back of my neck are standing up. I don't know where you're at, mate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely tingling, Adam. It's been a bizarre, surreal, but fascinating week as Deontay Wilder seeks to define himself in the heavyweight division, maybe find a lost soul that he was for the last 20 months after the seventh round defeat just across the road here at the MGM Grand Garden Arena when the Gypsy King Tyson Fury laid waste to his hopes of holding on to the World Boxing Council belt. Tyson Fury, cool as a very large cucumber all week, a 6'9" cucumber, Adam, being the Undertaker yesterday, trying to get into the head of Deontay Wilder at the weigh-in, wearing the Undertaker clothes. Did you see the Undertaker message on social media. He said, when you're standing over him, Tyson, tell him, rest in peace.
There you go.
We'll see.
You didn't think the show would start like that, did you? With Gareth A. Davis doing impressions of WWE superstars. That's where we're at this evening in the T-Mobile Arena. The man that has got the honour of calling us through all that action live on TalkSport throughout the course of the early hours of your Sunday morning is the one and only Mr. Andy Clark. Andy, now that you're here, now that you're in the T-Mobile Arena, what is the feelings like right now, mate?
It's absolutely electric because this is what we've been building up to all week. And 5 weeks funny, isn't it? Because, as I said the other day, it's like running a mile. At the start of the week, there are so many things that need to happen, so many boxes that need to get ticked. And fight night, at that point, almost seems like a really long way away. And then all of a sudden, you wake up on Saturday morning, I pulled up my blinds, and there is the T-Mobile Arena staring back at me as it has been all week. The juices really got flowing at the weigh-in yesterday because this is the business end. We analyse everything we possibly can during the week. That's what everybody does. But what I love about fight day, about fight night, is that none of that matters now. We can talk about gloves, we can talk about costumes, we can talk about this, we can talk about that. It's all irrelevant. All that matters now is how do these two look when they make their way to the ring and what happens when that first bell goes. All bets are off. These two, I think, are going to fly at each other. They're going to throw at each other, let their hands go, and I would not like to make a prediction as to what is going to happen.
There's one excited commentator. He's going to be calling you through all the action. Alongside him, former two-time heavyweight champion of the world, and I'll tell you something, Timmy Witherspoon has come dressed for the evening. Look at that suit that you've got on tonight, my friend. A lovely little purple number.
Oh, yeah.
Looking
oh, yeah.
good, Tim. Looking
thank
good.
Thank you, thank you.
Has walking the arena a little earlier on, has being around the fans, has getting inside the arena brought back some happy memories for you fighting in Vegas?
Oh, I feel like I'm getting ready for a fight myself. I got my suit on. I might as well go back in the dressing room and start wrapping my hands. Boy, this is beautiful excitement around here.
Talk to me about how the fighters will be feeling at this particular moment. We're about 3 to 3.5 hours away from seeing these guys make their sensational ring walks into this arena. What will the nerves be like? What will the anxieties be like? Will it be that, or will it be pure excitement and adrenaline ready to get going?
Well, I'm sure the heavyweights, Tyson and Wilder, are really focusing on their fights, but the majority of the guys, they're just nervous, some of them nervous, and then the closer you get to the fight, the nervousness go away. The boxer that's in real good shape, he's more determined and more confident.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a real pick and fight for me. That's the heavyweight division. Don't write off the heavyweight. Definitely don't write off Deontay Wilder.
10 times out of 10, I'm going to say Tyson Fury wins this fight because he's too good.
My money is still on Fury. I think Fury's going to do the business.
and I'm going for round 8.
If Wilder's mental is where it needs to be, he shouldn't be backing up. Early on, it's going to be where this fight's going to either be made or broken for Wilder.
It's Tyson Fury's fight to lose. Possibly there's a chance for Wilder, but yeah, I fancy Fury again.
This might even look like a Hearns-Hagler type of fight. These guys are going to go right at it. I truly believe it. I truly believe Tyson Fury is just done with it. I mean, Fury is just ready for it.
The thing about Wilder is he's got one dig, that's it, right? So you've got to avoid that dig. The best person to do that is Fury. You can't hit him. The guy's 6'9" and you can't hit him. So it's just going to be Fury all over him. I do want him to make a fight of it because 4 bells in the morning.
If he beats my son, I'll walk through London Square with no trousers on. I don't give him any chance at all, none.
Everybody's got a prediction. I'm sure you've got a prediction as well of how you think that this fight is going to play out. It's Fight Night Live, Fury versus Wilder 3 on TalkSport from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Yesterday, we were at the MGM Grand Garden Arena for the weigh-ins. No fans, of course, on that particular event. But Nick Pete was ringside to catch up with the Gypsy King. Here's what he said.
Heaviest of your career, Tyson. Can we look into that at all?
Just look into it. I'm a beast. I'm in beast mode.
Heaviest of his career as well. What does that tell you about Wilder?
Bad news. He's best at when he comes in around about 15 stone. I think 238's converted to about 17 stone, is it? Something like that. So he's 2 stone overweight. He cannot carry that round the ring for any length of time.
That suggests to me that Wilder's gambling on a 6-round shootout.
Welcome to my world. Gunfight at the OK Corral. Let's do it.
No chance of much of a face-off on stage. Disappointed?
You know, I come here to pick a fight. Like William Wallace said in Braveheart. I come to pick a fight. And that's what I come here today to do.
Welcome back to Las Vegas. I apologise to cut that interview slightly short because I know you want to hear from the Gypsy King. But I think it's only fair that we stand and get you right in the mood for this fight tonight with the national anthems.
God save our gracious Queen. Long live our noble Queen. God save the Queen. Send her victorious, happy and glorious, long to reign o'er us. God save the Queen.
And as with tradition, Jamie Lennon Jr. will introduce the singer for the American national anthem and the roof, with this being the pro-American crowd.
And now we present the national anthem of the United States. Please welcome to the microphone recording artist Brandon Brigham.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the whole
It never, ever fails to disappoint. Synonymous with the biggest of fight nights, synonymous with the heavyweight division, especially when we're in Las Vegas, the Star Spangled Banner. Both national anthems now completed. All that there is left to do is to bring these two gladiators into the ring. Back home, 4:30 in the morning. It's approaching 8:30 here, local time in Las Vegas. The trilogy is upon us. Deontay Wilder aiming for retribution against the WBC heavyweight champion of the world, Tyson Fury. Andy Clark's going to be calling us through this fight very, very shortly as they crank up the sound system just to rev up the fans before those epic ring walks will be upon us. How was that for you, mate? Has that put the hairs on the back of your neck on end?
That was absolutely fantastic. As you say, the rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, it's just a great anthem. And he did a fantastic job with it there too. They've just put up on the screen in front of me lineal British heavyweight champions. One is Tyson Fury, another one Lennox Lewis is sat just away to our right hand side, the other from way back in the day, Ruby Bob Fitzsimmons. So just getting into the swing of this television too, putting that stamp on it and highlighting the fact that Fury is from that lineage, that rich lineage of UK heavyweights.
The interesting thing about this now, Andy, and I'm sure you've just noticed this as well, a lot of these fans were obviously in the bar for the majority of this card, because this place is near enough packed. Of course there was reports this week that it might be a little bit sparse. Bob Arum's obviously complained that the British fight fans are here, and of course we're desperate to have the British fight fans over here because we are the best fight fans in the world and we do bring the atmosphere. There is absolutely no doubt about this. But they've poured out the bars and this place is going to be rocking in a couple of minutes.
Absolutely, I can't see a single spare seat. I can still see people piling in down the concourses now, down the aisles, looking to find their seats, exchanging their tickets. I can see a couple of Union Jacks up in the crowd away to my right hand side, but not nearly as many as there would be ordinarily. You can see the searchlights swimming across the crowd, and this is what we've missed. This is what it is all about. We saw great scenes at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium a couple of weeks ago. This indoor arena is a different kind of venue, but just look at how intimate it is. It's so steep the way it rises up. If you're right at the back at the top there and you got a bit carried away, you could be in for a long, long fall.
The crowd are currently just watching a video that is being played on the big screens. It's a fantastic voiceover by Mark Kriegel. ESPN are the producers of this piece. It's called The Ten Count, and it's the history of that ten count, obviously making reference to that famous first fight between these two gentlemen where Tyson Fury defied that ten count, rose from the dead, so to speak, and managed to acquire a draw, which then led to a rematch and obviously on to where we are this evening. Gareth, as we've just been experiencing there, the atmosphere all of a sudden really has got us. All week we've been waiting for it. We've been walking around the casinos, we've been getting stuck in, trying to find where the fight fans are. Well, all of a sudden they are here, mate, and they're ready for a big one.
It's a 20,000 arena, this, like you say, there's barely a seat in the house. We had to leave it to Bob Arum to deliver the truth, which is lousy, that there aren't 8,000 Brits in here making an electric atmosphere. But you know what? There are fight fans here. It's another incredible occasion. The roof is going to come off this place in the next 15 minutes when these two men walk in. And I tell you, and I've said it all week, Adam, it's a privilege, an honour, and a pleasure to be here for this massive trilogy fight for TalkSport and everyone else.
Well, the time has nearly come. The dignitaries connected to this fight are all in the ring. I can see the WBC president, Maurizio Sulaiman, alongside many of his colleagues who are sanctioning this bout this evening, with this being the WBC Heavyweight Championship of the World. Don't forget as well, the lineal title, for what that is worth in the modern game, is also on the line, as is the Ring Magazine number one. This is the crown, the best heavyweight on the planet right now. Don't be disillusioned with the person that carries the majority of the alphabet belts. The majority will always go with the person that is either the lineal or the person that holds that Ring Magazine championship. There's a little bit of a hush at the moment, a little bit of a nervous buzz just circulating around the T-Mobile arena. And if I can bring in our co-commentator this evening, the two-time heavyweight champion of the world, Tim Witherspoon, Tim, this is what it's all about, my man, isn't it? This is why we came.
Let's get ready to rumble. Yes, the excitement is in the air. Everybody's waiting. Hey, this is like Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier all over again, you know? We missed the English, though. If the English was here, there'd be some fighting.
Don't you worry. Those English fight fans are most certainly tuning into TalkSport right now. And if you are a first-time listener to TalkSport, if you've just downloaded the app, if you thought to yourself, do you know something? I fancy listening to this because there's something quite special about consuming boxing, heavyweight boxing, and especially that heavyweight boxing from Las Vegas via an audio format. So we thank you very much if you've taken the time to download that, or if you're just joining us wherever you are around the world and you're a long-time TalkSport listener, you'll already know of the fantastic shows that we offer here on TalkSport. Make sure you are with us on Monday morning, because whatever happens tonight, there is going to be a major, major fallout, all documented by Laura Woods on the TalkSport Breakfast Show come Monday. It's a fantastic listen, and I'm sure everything that happens this evening will be the main talking point. It's always nice to be the main talking point over football, isn't it, Andy? Always nice to be the main talking point. We are the sport this weekend, my friend.
Well, there's nothing like boxing in that regard. Unlike other sports, a big, big fight can just suck in a floating audience like you would not believe. It's always been that way, particularly the heavyweight championship of the world. People invest in it. People tune in to watch it, to listen to it. They have done for well over 100 years, and there is no sign of that particular trend being reversed anytime soon. We're just seeing a few pictures backstage of Tyson Fury. Big entourage in that dressing room. He's just bouncing up and down on the balls of his feet. And there, I think the camera just cutting to Deontay Wilder's dressing room, I would assume, and not being allowed inside to film. And that really, Adam, is a kind of microcosm of what things have been like this week, isn't it? Because
yeah.
Fury is an open house, an open book, if you like. Wilder has just wanted to keep everybody on the outside right up until that bell goes.
The big question on this fight is, where is Deontay Wilder psychologically? All week, we've been wanting the bronze bomber. He hasn't turned up. Is he going to turn up when that bell goes? That's the big question, isn't it, Tim Witherspoon?
Yeah, well, that's why everybody keep asking me who I'm going to choose, and this is one of the reasons why I can't give you a choice of who's going to win. I can't tell you.
Gareth, I want to bring you in for a split second, because you, in previous times, have been blessed to be in Tyson Fury's dressing room in these particular moments. Just paint us a little bit of a picture of what it's like. We're seeing the pictures now. It looks incredibly relaxed. He's around his friends and family. What is the atmosphere really like, though?
All the focus in the room is beaming on him. Everyone's energy is on him. Paris has given him his goodbye kiss an hour ago. As you heard earlier, we spoke to Paris ringside for TalkSport tonight. She hasn't got any nerves, really. She believes in him. The whole family are around him. They're making sure that there is no moment of him cracking mentally. He will pace around in there now. He's had his massage. He knows the entire team. He's been through the talks. It's all about utter confidence and his own boxing IQ being put to the fore. Remember all those things we talked to him about being present in the moment, about enjoying it, about knowing that he's the lineal heavyweight champion. It's all about self-belief in that long walk now after Deontay Wilder's come into the ring, Adam.
I'm absolutely fascinated to find out where the support divide is in this crowd. I mean, I would imagine that it would be pro Tyson Fury, but we are in America. The British fight fans have not been able to travel. I want to hear what the receptions are like for both these fighters.
We didn't hear the national anthem sung very loud tonight. I think it's in a largely American audience, supporting probably half and half. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a 60-40 in favour of Deontay Wilder tonight.
The cheers have just gone up because Shaquille O'Neal's face has just been plastered on the big screen. Magic Johnson now, who was on TalkSport a little earlier on, is also being shown to the crowd, just to show that when the big boys are in town, the really big boys want to see ringside, Andy. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. As I said before, no fight attracts a crowd like the heavyweight championship of the world. And I'll just be fascinated to see what Wilder's demeanour is like when he comes to the ring. We spoke about this yesterday, and for the first time in a really long time, for the first time ever in a world title fight, he is going to walk to the ring first and have to wait in the ring for Tyson Fury. And given that we're expecting something fairly elaborate from Fury, He could be stood there waiting for a long time. They will have planned for that, but I, for one, am going to keep a particularly close eye on him when he's in that ring, just to see exactly what he does, how he gets through those moments, because it could be a key aspect, it could be a key part of the fight. Fighters will tell you, Tim will tell you, that fights can be won and lost in that time it takes to leave your dressing room, to leave that safe cocoon of the dressing room, Tim, and arrive at the ring.
Well, it's all about strategy too, playing mental games, you know, we made them wait a long time, and it took effect on their approach to the fight. So I can't remember what fight it was. My trainer deliberately made them wait, and I think it was the Bruno fight. We made them wait.
Just on the stars that come out for the big heavyweight clashes, who's the most impressive celebrity that was ringside for one of your fights, Tim? Anybody spring to mind?
I can't remember.
you were concentrating on the job that you had in hand, mate.
Yeah.
You were concentrating on the job.
Oh, Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis,
yeah.
All right.
I hung out with him, too. Tony Curtis was he passed away, God bless him. He was really nice.
Now, just to paint a picture for people that are watching this, or listening to this, should I say, back home, we have got pictures on Tyson Fury in his dressing room. That is, he's there, shadow boxing, throwing a few shapes around, full of his entourage in that dressing room. No camera has been allowed into Deontay Wilder's dressing room this evening. We've been expecting him for the last 9 minutes or so. The national anthems have already been sung. We expected it around about 10 minutes ago. And Deontay Wilder now is just delaying the process. He's making everybody, Tyson Fury included, just hold their horses for a while. Listen, he's going first here, Andy. He's obviously playing the mind games now. The master of the mind games is Tyson Fury. How would you react? In fact, Tim, how would you react if a fight, if you're in your dressing room, you're the champion of the world, you're waiting to come out and get the job done, and your challenger is making you wait before you can make your ring walk?
It happened to me before, you know, but you know, what you do is just, you know, put that thing on them when the bell rings, you know, so you got to deal with it. We made Frank Bruno on them wait, and I forgot what fight it was we had to wait. So you got to be ready for it. That's all. You just got to be ready for it.
I like the way that two-time heavyweight world champion Tim Witherspoon just says, just put it on him when the bell goes. It's as simple as that, isn't it, Andy? He's got to stay focused. He's got to stay sharp. And when the bell goes, nothing else matters. It's about what happens in the ring.
That's exactly it, and that's what we've been building towards all week. And that's why when you get to fight night, it's a very, very simple matter. But I do find it interesting that Wilder is taking the opportunity here, really for the first time this week, to play a card, because he hasn't done that all week. He's taking the opportunity here just to try and seize a little bit of control and do things his way. He's not been interested in engaging with Fury at all throughout the course of the last 6-7 days, and really in the build-up at all. But this is his chance, and he's taking it to try and get under Fury's skin. You wouldn't imagine that it's going to work, but everybody, TV, Top Rank, the promoters, the crowd, us, everyone here is being made to wait for Deontay Wilder. I would love to be a fly on the wall inside that dressing room now and see what's going on. I really would.
I hope he's still here. Have we seen him? Is he still in the building? Has he gone? Listen, we're going to get you a heavyweight championship fight very, very shortly. These things are expected. This is their careers. They're putting their things on the line. Anything that helps with a psychological advantage, Gareth A. Davis, in moments like this, is absolutely critical. If he wants to play these games, play these games. You've got to do what you've got to do to win the fight.
Yeah, these are incredible moments. And, you know, fights can be won and lost mentally in these moments. You see Tyson Fury still moving around. They've got him on the pads in the room. It could be another 10 minutes before he walks. The fight was due to start around 9 o'clock. So Wilder's using that pull. Look, he may feel fantastic doing this, holding everyone. I guarantee you, Tim's shaking his head. You know what? He might be struggling to get that 45-pound suit on. You never know.
I think, Andy, you make a fantastic point, because this is really the first time that Deontay Wilder has kind of taken some type of proper control of this narrative, because, as I said, they dim the lights. inside the T-Mobile Arena. It sounds to me like we're going to get a challenger. A man that defended the WBC Heavyweight Championship of the World countless times. He was dethroned. And now it's his opportunity for revenge and retribution. He's been calling for it. He's been demanding it. Now it's time to stop talking and do a little bit of walking. As ever, with big fights like this, the camera phones are out. The lights are lighting up the T-Mobile Arena. This isn't happening your day, did it, Tim? They didn't have camera phones when you were challenging for the Championship of the World, did they?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I don't think anybody got that because of the amount of noise that is currently pumping around this building. I'll come back to you in a minute, my friend, because okay. I think we're going to get a ring walk.
Okay.
Tell you, there's no £400 suit this time. Deontay Wilder coming out with a traditional mask on, diamante laden, a couple of chains, and just what you would class. I won't say a basic robe because there's a bit of fur on it, but there's absolutely no doubt whatsoever it is nowhere near the type of tonnage that he sported in that fight last February, Andy Clark.
No, it's nothing like the same. And in terms of the ring walk, it's all business. He's got somebody leading him in there, but that's a fairly swift entrance to the ring. When he finally did come out, he hasn't wasted any time here. Just gets up on the ring apron, turns to his right-hand side, salutes the crowd. And these are just great scenes. These are fantastic scenes. And we see some real energy there from Deontay Wilder, who just gets his foot caught, actually, in a television cable there as he looks to whip his top leg over the rope. He's done it now. The hood comes off, bouncing up and down on the balls of his feet. And this is the first time all week that really we've seen him in this kind of a moment, energised and ready to go.
Well, Deontay Wilder will be the fighter in the blue corner, that blue corner just to my left. I'm literally 2 metres away from the bronze bomber. And I'm calling him that because he's finally arrived. All business, no messing about. The robe's already off. He looks in impeccable, impeccable shape. And as his music just dims, just a touch, as you can hear it rattling around the T-Mobile Arena, it'll be the time of the WBC Heavyweight Champion of the World to make his way to the ring now as well, as they just clear the gangway for that to happen. This is going to be the interesting bit for me. How long does Tyson Fury now make Deontay Wilder wait in this ring, Tim Witherspoon? And as I say that, I apologise, Tim, because the lights have gone down. He's not going to make him wait that long at all. Once again, an introductory video to the crowd ringing around the T-Mobile Arena. Just in case you have to tune into us, you are listening to TalkSport. Thank you very much for coming to join us for this heavyweight contest live from Las Vegas. It's Fury versus Wilder 3. I'm Adam Caswell. It's a pleasure as always to be with you and welcoming you in to the wonderful world of boxing and the even more wonderful world of heavyweight championship boxing. Deontay Wilder has already made his ring walk. He is in the ring. What is Tyson Fury going to dish up on this ring walk? We've seen the Mirachi band. We've seen the Apollo Creed. We've seen the Stag doing Benidorm. We've seen the Patsy Cline. I am told he's got something very special, and it's about to happen right now.
Barely 3 years ago, long we pondered the bomber's cryptic talk of victory. Time has proven him foolish. For from man to man, the word was spread that the bold Gypsy King and his fans, so far from home, laid down their pride, not just for the belts, but for all of England and the promise that this king holds. Now, here, in this fight arena, let this duster face obliteration!
the dulcet tones of TalkSport's own Majestic. And for the first time, the crowd get a glimpse of the Gypsy King, who is dressed in full Spartan regalia. It's time for AC/DC. Turn this up loud wherever you are listening to us. If you're in your car, drop your windows. Let people know that you're listening to TalkSport and the heavyweight championship of the world as the heavyweight champion Tyson Fury makes his way to the ring in the T-Mobile Arena. Fury, dressed in full Spartan gear, helmet, robe, you name it, he's got the lot. He has just turned this into a rock concert in Las Vegas. I feel like I'm actually here witnessing AC/DC do their thing. The crowd is going absolutely wild. Deontay Wilder, who made his walk maybe 5-10 minutes ago, is in the ring waiting for the Gypsy King still to enter. He's now partying with the crowd. Tyson Fury makes that big jump over the top rope. The crowd erupts at the welcoming. Well, if you weren't excited by this heavyweight championship already, then you most certainly are now. I want to take everybody back to a time when Lennox Lewis, who is as part of the ESPN commentary team, for the world-famous Mike Tyson. And everybody remembers those fantastic scenes of security separating these two gentlemen. They made a diagonal line from corner to corner. They've done exactly the same to keep these two men separated. One's in one half of the ring. Deontay Wilder is in the other half of the ring. But Tyson Fury, peering over the heads of the security staff, is doing his very, very best to just get into the face of Deontay Wilder, who's been protected by security, and Jimmy Lennon Jr. is poised and ready to make the big ring introductions of this huge heavyweight contest. Like I said, if you weren't excited by now, you most certainly are. We're at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, live on TalkSport. We brought you the first one, we brought you the second one. The trilogy is about to conclude.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to the T-Mobile Arena here in Las Vegas, Nevada, for the featured bout of the evening, presented by Bob Arum's Top Rank Incorporated. Frank Warren, on behalf of Queensberry Promotions, Bomb Squad Promotions, and TGB Promotions, this is a Premier Boxing Champions presentation. This bout is sanctioned, is supervised, and sponsored by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more with America's number one sportsbook. Universal Pictures, Halloween Kills in theaters October 15th, and UFC 267 live on pay-per-view on October 30th. This bout in the ring is sanctioned by the WBC, the President Mauricio Suleiman, along with the Nevada State Athletic Commission, the Chairman Stephen J. Klubeck. Introducing our three judges, scoring from ringside, Tim Cheatham, Dave Moretti, and Steve Weisfeld. All right, fans, here we go with a bout you've all been waiting for. The heavyweight world title trilogy, Fury versus Wilder 3, 12 rounds of boxing for the WBC and lineal heavyweight championship of the world. And now, ladies and gentlemen in attendance and boxing fans joining us around the world, live from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, it's time for the main event of the evening. Introducing to you first, the challenger on my right, fighting out of the blue corner, standing 6 feet 7 inches, wearing red trunks with black trim, and hailing from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. He weighed in at 238 pounds, the 2008 U.S. Olympic bronze medalist with a sensational professional record of 42 wins, one loss and one draw, with 41 big wins coming by way of knockout. Tonight, seeking to avenge his only loss and regain the title in his 13th consecutive world title appearance, ladies and gentlemen, here is the hard-hitting former WBC heavyweight champion of the world, introducing the bronze bomber, Deontay Wilder! And his opponent across the ring, the defending world champion, fighting out of the red corner, standing at 6 feet 9 inches, wearing black trunks with gold trim, originally from Manchester, England, now residing in Henderson, Nevada. He weighed in at 277 pounds. He is undefeated in his campaign in the ring with a record of 30 wins, no losses, one draw with 21 wins coming by way of knockout. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the popular and colorful former unified world champion, the current reigning and defending undefeated WBC lineal heavyweight champion of the world, introducing the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury! And now to give instructions, our third man to the ring, the referee in charge, Russell Mora.
Okay, trunks here are good. These trunks are high. I'm going to let you work on this belt line. Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to remind you, protect yourself at all times. Obey my commands. God bless you both. Gotcha.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. Words from the king, but who will we crown tonight? The time for talking is over. Will it be repeat or will it be revenge? TalkSport is exclusively live from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. And to call you through this trilogy of Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, it's former two-time heavyweight world champion Tim Witherspoon and Andy Clark.
There goes the opening bell. Deontay Wilder straight into the center of the ring, looking to jab to the midsection of Tyson Fury. Wilder just fainting with that front foot in those red and silver shorts. The Gypsy King, Tyson Fury, in the black and the gold. An intense stare up between the two. Words were exchanged. Wilder with a long right hand to the stomach of Fury. Fury just using those ropes, taking his feet by back and riding the impact of the shot. Wilder with the 1-2, managed to connect with the lead left and then half connected with the right hand. But this is a proactive start from Deontay Wilder. He knows that he cannot find himself in reverse gear from the start, as he did in that second fight between these two 20 months ago. Again, the 1-2 there from Wilder. Fury, though, sees it coming, just rides it, sinks into the ropes, and Tyson Fury yet to really unload anything on Deontay Wilder. He's just having a little bit of a look here. Stutter jab there from Fury as we tick up towards the midway point of this opening round. Wilder trying to commit with that right hand, and Fury just finding it easy at the moment, as I say, just to take those feet back and stay out of the way. He's concentrating on the body early on here, Deontay Wilder, which is an interesting policy. There is plenty of body to hit if you're going to look to go after Tyson Fury.
Captain Witherspoon, what you make of these opening exchanges?
I think it's aggressive. I think that I'm always talking defense. They both need to keep their hands up when they throw in punches. I'm a defensive person, an offensive person, but they need to keep their hands up. Somebody's going down.
Wilder again there, just looking for that jab to the body. And I think he just wants to feel the leather of his gloves on the flesh of Tyson Fury to give himself some confidence. He aimed a right hand there at the end of that exchange. Didn't quite find the target into the final minute of the opening round. It's Deontay Wilder who has thrown the majority of the punches in this round, and he has landed a good percentage of them. And he's gone downstairs for the most part. 70-80% of what he has thrown has been to the body. A right hand to the ribcage there. Moves Fury back. Wilder steps into a left hand. Looks to try and let go with the right. A little bit open there as he tried to back Fury up towards that red corner. Fury looking to lead off with a left hook himself. Referee Russell Moura gets in between these two huge men and pushes Tyson Fury back. Fury just inching ever closer with that front foot. Let's go with the 1-2. Wilder gets those gloves up in position. Managed to block that one effectively. Final 10 seconds of the opening round. Big right hand there from Fury right at the end of the round. That caught Deontay Wilder. He got into range there. Fury let that 1-2 go. What did you make of those opening 3 minutes?
Fantastic from Deontay Wilder. Came out, I wanted activity. Chop down the tree, that's what you do. He's gone to the soft stuff, hasn't he, Tim? He's gone to the body. The most telling shot of the round, though, no doubt about it. Tyson Fury right at the end.
I think that Deontay Wilder keep throwing him down the body, because I think in the later rounds, you're going to try to hit him over top with the right hand.
There's that old saying, isn't there, Andy? Water in the basement. Teddy Atlas keeps talking about it. Flood that basement, slow the man down, and then you might be able to knock him out later on. I think it's a fantastic set of tactics from Deontay Wilder. If I'm scoring that, and this is very unusual to say, Deontay Wilder takes that round 10-9, boys. That might be, that's the third round he's taken in this trilogy so far.
A good proactive start from Deontay Wilder. You're listening to Fight Night Live on TalkSport in partnership with DAZN. Your boxing your way, DAZN. Game changed. Fury quickly to the centre of the ring for the start of round two. There goes the bell, these two again. Both of them advance into the centre of this blue canvas. Fury now just looking to try and just fake with that front foot a little bit. Wilder continues to go to the body, jabbing to the body, just standing off at distance, using that long reach that he possesses. Both of these two men, of course, have that reach. Fury going for the 1-2, the right hand missed. And then as he found himself in the southpaw stance, Chase Wilder with that left hand. He's just looking to shuffle his way into distance, Fury, then let his hands go. Wilder looking to achieve the same thing. Left to the body there from Wilder. Was a good heavy shot just before that. Aiming Swan low with the 1-2. Wilder just leaning on Fury in the blue corner. The referee again separating them in this first minute of the second round. Nice stiff jab there from Fury, trying to keep that shaven head on the move. Wilder lean but more muscular than he's ever been before, again just flexing those knees and stooping to jab to the body. He's upsetting Fury. He's not really giving him a chance to punch off a solid base. It's good tactics from Wilder. Fury gets just a little bit too tight there, trying to let his hands go. The referee having a word with Wilder about punching around the back of the head. Wilder again shuffling in, looking for that big long right hand. The crowd liked it, but Tim, it didn't really land clean. Fury is so good at taking those feet out.
Yeah, Deontay Wilder had to set his feet properly so he could throw that punch. They both look awkward, but Tyson Fury doesn't.
Just over a minute remaining in round two. Fury with a left hook there, just smeared the side of the face of Deontay Wilder. He's got his back to us on the ropes at ringside, up close and personal. These two just leaning in, digging into the ribcage. The referee eventually gets in there and breaks the pair of them up. I don't think there was any particular need to in that instance, to be perfectly honest. Wilder coming forward, left hand side of the ring, looks for that big right hand. Fury though half blocks it and returns fire himself. Both of these two looking to launch exercise with those damaging rights. Fury with an arcing right hand, snuck that one in round the back of the guard. They get in tight, interlocking the arms. Neither one can really find that little bit of space that they need. Leaning on in centering. Fury maybe trying to bring that physical advantage, that greater weight to bear. Wrestling with Wilder in the center as we reach the closing stages of round two. Wilder just leaning and holding on to Fury in the blue corner, away to our left-hand side. Jab to the body again there from Wilder, who looks to throw that right hand, didn't quite have room for it. And Fury in that second round, Adam, towards the end, he's trying to get physical with him, trying to tire Wilder out.
Absolutely. Those long lefts, long right hands, chopping him down in the first round. He's a ring IQ, Tim. He's absolutely outstanding. He knows what's going on in this particular fight, doesn't he? You know, he's trying to use that size and manhandle his man.
Well, I hate to change the page in this. These guys look sloppy. They are fighting, but they need to start sitting back and fight like real pros, because to me, they're fighting in the slap. I think they're just trying to hit each other and hurt one another, put them down. That's what they both do.
You think they're both loading up? You think they're loading up?
They're loading up, and they don't look like they're boxing properly. But it's, you got to win the game. That's the game.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm ringside. I'm a moment or two away from everything that's going on here, Andy. And I'm absolutely captivated. I'm actually quite delighted that Deontay Wilder's come out with this tactic.
Absolutely, it's been absorbing so far. Wilder with that policy of investing to the body early on, hoping that it reaps dividends as we head down the stretch. So into round three, again these two quickly into the center of the ring. Tyson Fury leads off with a left hook, those flashing green gloves. Fury again feinting with that front foot, rolling those shoulders, keeping that head on the move, that bushy beard still in place. Wilder looking to try and double up on the jab, walked on to the end of a stiff left hand. Fury steps in and goes to the body with a solid right. Fury looking proactive at the start of round three. Left hand there from the Gypsy King, and Wilder, I think, felt that one a little bit as Fury gets on top of him, walks him back to the neutral corner. Russell Moura just telling Fury off for not stopping when ordered to do so. Good left hand there though from Wilder. Lead left hook from him that time, and then again just goes down and jabs to the pit of the stomach of Tyson Fury, who in that opening 40 seconds was looking aggressive, was looking like he was trying to take this fight by the scruff of the neck. A left hand there again from Wilder, but he's just a little bit on the retreat at the moment, Deontay Wilder. Up close there, Fury gets a hold of him. He's taking every chance he can to get in and grapple, and the referee telling Fury, don't put him in a headlock. He is definitely trying to use that greater physicality. Nice jab there from Wilder, but a jab comes back from Fury, and Wilder's beginning to look a little bit ragged. Left hand from Wilder, right hand to the body midway through the round. Big long right hand there from Deontay Wilder. The crowd enjoyed that one. I don't think it caught Fury. Absolutely clean, but it was a decent shot nonetheless. Fury came back with a left uppercut of his own. Stiff jab there from Fury, and again with the left hand, and it's really heating up in round three. Wilder with the right hand, Fury with the left glove up, and I think he might have felt that one, Tyson Fury. Deontay Wilder closes in, far side of the ring. Tyson Fury just manages to tie him up and walk him back to the center, just by himself a little bit of time. 45 seconds remaining in round three. Fury looking aggressive again there, looking for the 1-2, and this has been an exhausting round for both of these two. Fury with the right hand, followed by the left, and Wilder is down. He's back to his feet, but they are not solid. He's looking towards his corner. The referee reaches the count of 8, points to Wilder, says, are you okay? Beckons him forward. 18 seconds remaining in the round. Tyson Fury could be one punch away. Long right hand there from Fury, followed by the uppercut. Deontay Wilder is desperately holding on here. He needs the bell. Another big right hand from Fury. The Gypsy King was on the brink, but somehow Deontay Wilder has made it through the round. But boy, he was close.
Absolutely sensational. Deontay Wilder was winning the round, then all of a sudden, Tyson Fury detonated and it flipped on its head. Gareth, Absolutely unbelievable scenes ringside.
Incredible. We've had 9 minutes of amazing boxing so far. I do think that Deontay Wilder, as we said all week, is heavily affected by the weight he's carrying. When Fury lands, he hurts him. He's looked to be hurt every time. He's exhausted. We said after three rounds, Fury takes over. He's still dangerous, Wilder, because he's a corner tiger. But this is Fury's fight to lose now, as it always has been.
So the two fighters rising from their stools. You're listening to Fury versus Wilder 3. The trilogy will be completed live and exclusive on TalkSport. Deontay Wilder comes out of his corner, but he looks lacking in energy. Tyson Fury can close the show here. Leads off with a left hand. Wilder really here is fighting on instinct. I don't think he's recovered in the minute between rounds, but he showed in that second fight that there is no quit in him. Fury stepping to him, grabs hold of him, looks to try and walk him back into the blue corner. Aims an enormous uppercut, doesn't quite manage to land it. Wilder just grimly hanging on here, looking over the shoulder of Fury. Tyson Fury pulling him back into that blue corner, Wilder's own corner. He's got to try and get his legs back underneath him. Deontay Wilder looking for a big 1-2. Fury, though, managing to avoid that, throws the left hand, lands on the forehead of Wilder, who's rocked back onto his heels. A minute gone in round four, and Deontay Wilder looks absolutely exhausted. Jab there from Fury just sails past the features, the chin of Wilder, and slips over his shoulder. The referee just having a word with the pair of them about punching round the back of the head. Fury is just looking to take his time here, I think. He knows that Wilder is still dangerous. He's always dangerous, as he always says, Deontay Wilder. He needs to be perfect for just a couple of seconds. Midway through the round, Wilder looking for that left hand, just backing off as Fury tries to land the jab. Wilder backed up towards the ropes on the far side. Fury can't quite land the 1-2, and then pushes him back into the ropes. Tim, is this just a matter of time?
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
Good left hand there from Deontay Wilder. Stepped in and looked to let that one go. Jabs to the body. If he can get through, it will be some effort. Big run for Deontay Wilder. Down goes Tyson Fury on his back. He rolls onto his knees now. Climbs to his feet in that red corner. He's not absolutely solid on his legs there, Fury. But the eyes look clear as he looks at the referee. He wipes off the gloves. 30 seconds remaining in the round, and Deontay Wilder has flipped the script. Left hand from Wilder, followed by a right. Tyson Fury is bobbing and weaving. He's all at sea. Big right hand from Fury this time. Another one from Wilder, and down goes Fury, looking towards the neutral corner. The referee ordering Wilder back to the neutral corner. A slight delay in the count there. For that reason, standing eight count, the mandatory eight count, the Fury completed. He wipes off the gloves. A few seconds remaining in the round. What are we seeing here at the T-Mobile Arena? This is absolutely extraordinary.
I did not think we could top the first or second fight. This is unbelievable, Tim Witherspoon.
Yes, it is. Both of them on the canvas. Both of them got up. Let's wait and see what's going to happen in the next round. They both need to keep their hands up and fire their punches properly.
Deontay Wilder down in the third, Gareth. Tyson Fury down twice in the fourth. It's just kicked off in the T-Mobile Arena.
Yeah, it's who wants it the most now. It's a battle of will and not just skill. I think if Fury can gather himself in his corner now and just be patient, Wilder is actually exhausted as well. That huge right hand down the middle is always dangerous. We've said that. This is already a classic.
Fury quickly out of his stall. There goes the bell for the start of the round. And Deontay Wilder looks to try and jab to the body. A huge blob of Vaseline just on the shoulder of the bronze bomber. Fury with a left hand. Wilder
just steps in for the 1-2. He's hurt him. His confidence is up after that. Fourth round, he hurls that spectacular elastic javelin-like backhand there, Wilder. And it doesn't miss Fury by much in the neutral corner. Away to our right-hand side. We thought this would be explosive. We thought that it would deliver fireworks. It delivered thunder and lightning in the Nevada desert. Which way is it going to go? Fury with that jab again. Leads off with a left hand. Wilder just inching forward, trying to get closer to throw that 1-2, to throw that right hand. This time it slips just over the shoulder of Tyson Fury. These two stood stock still almost in front of each other. Big right hand from Fury, connects with the side of the head there of Deontay Wilder. And you just saw the legs stiffen there for a second. And as Gareth said, this is just sheer willpower now. That's what this comes down to. They're both hurt. They're both boxing through a fog here. It's who wants this most. A minute 20 gone in round 5. Center ring. Good stiff jab there from Fury, who looks to have recovered pretty well after what happened to him in the previous round. Wilder looking for that 1-2. He looked almost finished at the start of the previous round, and how he managed to come back. Big right hand there from Wilder. Fury in the neutral corner, far side of the ring. The referee just gets in and separates the pair of them. Fury looking to try and get onto the jab. Wilder again just fencing with his lead hand. There's a weary look about both of these two at times. Then a second later they look energized. Left hand there from Fury, leading off with it, found the chin of Wilder, but he took it well into the final minute of round 5, and the pace maybe just dipping a little bit, Tim, and not surprising.
Well, they both look like they're tired from throwing them heavy punches. You know, they got to settle down and just go back to doing normal shots, and everything should work for either one of them.
Big right hand there from Fury. Maybe just not quite enough room for it. Slightly cramped the space as he landed it. 30 seconds remaining in round 5, and the drama so far has been utterly astonishing. And these two really just leaning on each other in the centre of the ring, looking to find that fraction of space to land those big gloved fists that have both done damage to each other throughout the course of the fight so far. There goes the bell at the end of round 5. And Tim, you've been in there. You've been in there in world title fights. You know what it feels like when you're boxing on instinct, when it really does just come down to heart and guts, and that's where we are already.
Well, it seems like there's no plan. It seems like there's no plan. They're just throwing punches and trying to hit each other. You know, it doesn't look that like there's any plan. It looks amateurish, and I hate to say that. They're not setting up, looking pretty, putting their shots together. They're just trying to hit each other. And that's what's going on right now.
Well, that is the fight game, particularly the heavyweight. We thought that would be what we would see, and it's turned out to be exactly what we are seeing. You're listening to Fight Night Live on TalkSport in partnership with William Hill. It's who you play with. And as we always say, one thing you don't do is play boxing. It's a verb in its own right. And these two giving us such a display here of skill, of durability, of courage, of everything you could possibly want into the start of round 6. Most people predicting prior to this fight that it wouldn't last beyond halfway. We will see. Wilder's been down once, Fury has been down twice. Fury on the front foot here, just sliding forward, that lead boot, little feint there, trying to set up the jab. Unorthodox there from Fury, just turned completely square on the far side of the ring and then just tried to wing in a big wide right hand, a little bit of a slap really, didn't get through with it. Wilder trying to get back onto the jab. Again, that just slid past the ear of Tyson Fury. Wilder steps in but cramps himself for space. Good left hand there from Wilder, caught Fury high on the head. Fury though just bullying in, getting on top of him, trying to bully him a little bit physically, push down on him, bring that greater weight to bear, that extra 3 stone. And both of these two have
recovered from those early knockdowns pretty well. Of the two at the moment, I would say that it's Fury who looks like he's got the greater energy. But as I was beginning to say that a couple of rounds ago, well, we know what happened. Left hand there from Fury. Gets the jab away and again just leans on Wilder there on the ropes. Away to my left hand side. The referee once again gets it to split them. Solid 1-2 there from Fury. But Wilder steps straight back in and launches an attack of his own. And they're just trading off here in round six. I wonder who will land something significant next. Whoever does could well close the show. Right hand into the gut there of Tyson Fury from Deontay Wilder. Heading into the final minute of this sixth round, and the pace has dropped in the last two rounds. Great right hand there though from Fury. Found the perfect distance and fighting point on it, but back comes Wilder with a left hand. Overhand right there from Fury. Wilder just bundled back into the ropes by it. Blood coming from the mouth of Deontay Wilder, who is just swinging on instinct and drops down to a knee. No knockdown, says referee Russell Mora, quite rightly. Fury just pushing down on him. He's been warned about that a couple of times. It's a deliberate ploy. He's got that weight advantage, and that can get very sapping as you head down the stretch looking for that right hand. Again there, Fury trying to bully Deontay Wilder a little bit in this round, but he'll be so wary of that punch power that Wilder still possesses. Fury just leaning on. Final few seconds of round six. Chopping down with the right hand. Fury finishing it with an uppercut, and it's exhausting just watching this, fellas.
This is absolutely captivating. Honestly, it's a blessing that we are ringside to be able to call this for you. Hopefully it's transcending through the speakers as you are listening to this on TalkSport. Both men giving absolutely everything, Gareth. Fatigue, conditioning, all those types of things are going to come into it now. You mentioned it a moment or two ago. Who wants this more as we enter round seven?
Yes, will, skill, guts and heart now. It's playing out exactly how we spoke about it all week. Exactly what we expected. Tyson Fury is the naturally bigger man. Deontay Wilder is still dangerous with that right hand, but physically exhausted, but wants this so badly. He's being bullied now by Tyson Fury, who seems impervious. He needs to be careful of that right hand, because he's got the fight won. I do not think this fight's going to go longer than the next round or two.
So back to the centre of the ring into the second half of the fight. You're listening to live and exclusive coverage of Tyson Fury against Deontay Wilder from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, with me, Andy Clark, Tim Witherspoon, Adam Catterall and Gareth A. Davis. And this so far is producing a fight to remember. We were hoping this would become a classic trilogy, and so far it is doing exactly that. Fury again just looking to lean on, catches Wilder with a right hand on the inside there, and Wilder looks a little bit unsteady for a second. Fury again just piling in a right, catching Wilder slightly around the back of the head. Wilder pushed up, backed up to the ropes in the blue corner. Fury just leaning in, and then all of a sudden he'll just spring back and try and find a little bit of space. Wilder just resting his hand on the top rope, steps in and looks to throw. He does look pretty spent, Deontay Wilder, I have to say. He's only a few feet away from us. I say that with a note of caution, because as I say, the last time I said that, he produced a sensational second half to the round. Fury in the middle of the ring, just beginning to drive Wilder around the ring a little bit. There's that 1-2 again, high on the head, connecting with Wilder. Stop, a right hand stop, again from Fury as he chases him over to the far side of the ring. Didn't quite land.
Yeah, I think Dante's hurt. I think he's hurt. Tyson hit with a combination and he backed up.
Fury just leaning on now, trying to take advantage here. That long right hand obviously did get through. Wilder just leaning in. Fury just drilling to the body. Cuffing with the right hand, you see the sweat just spray off the head of Deontay Wilder. 1-2 for Fury, and Wilder nearly went there. He nearly went, swinging with the left at
went with the right. Just under a minute remaining in the round. Tyson Fury can smell blood here, but back comes Wilder with a 1-2 that stops Fury in his tracks. And Wilder is unsteady here, backed up to the ropes on the left-hand side of the ring. Fury letting his hands go. This is first defence of his WBC heavyweight title. He won in such dramatic fashion across the road at the MGM Grand. Wilder is absolutely dog-tired. He's got nothing left. 25 seconds remaining. If he can get through to the end of the round, then it would be some effort by the Bronze Bomber, who is showing us in here that he is every inch a warrior, every inch a fighter. The Gypsy King, Tyson Fury, looks for that 1-2 again. He can't quite find it. Final few seconds of the round, and Wilder is going to make it through. And he has shown us absolutely huge heart there, fellas.
I'll tell you something, Deontay Wilder has gained everybody's respect. Over the last 20 months, he's done a lot to diminish that respect with the way that he dealt with the loss of that second fight. He is putting it all on the line. He's gone, Gareth. He's absolutely gone, but he's staying in there, and he's still incredibly dangerous. Yeah, apart, those big right hands.
Yeah, apart from that 10-7 round, or a 9-7 if you were scoring it to Fury till he was knocked down twice. Apart from that, pretty much every round apart from the first has been Tyson Fury's round. He's dominating him now. He's dominating him with his size, his weight, and we've said it all along, Wilder's too heavy. But as you said, Adam, as Tim has said, as Andy said on the broadcast, you have to admire the desire that Wilder's showing. I think he's close to the finish, but that right hand, you just never know what it might do. I cannot believe he's coming out for the eighth round.
Wilder just rising from his stool. He looked absolutely exhausted between rounds. He is summoning up every ounce of energy he's got here. Malik Scott was talking to him, but I don't think he could hear it. I don't think he could take anything in. And he's just stumbling away to his right-hand side there, Wilder, after the effect of a jab from Fury into his midriff. He's just circling around the periphery of the ring here at the moment, just trying to stay away. Fury backs him up to the ropes, looks for the right cross, doesn't quite land it, gets in close. He's just looking to throw Wilder around a little bit here. Fury right hand straight down the middle, knocks Wilder back into the ropes, into the blue corner, short right hand from Fury, followed by an uppercut, and Wilder just manages to lean in, but his battery is almost flat here. Deontay Wilder, he has given us absolutely everything, but with 2 minutes to go in this round, Tyson Fury is sniffing the finish. He's looking to find that opening to close the show. Wilder throws the 1-2, but there's a hint, an air really of slight desperation about it now. Fury chopping down with the right hand, misses, and the left hand catches Wilder. I think that hurt him a little bit more than Fury thought. Fury steams in with a big right hand again. And if one of these lands, then it's going to be all over. Midway through round eight, Fury just stands stock still, centre ring, shakes out those green gloves, feints with the front foot. Deontay Wilder backpedalling, just in reverse at the moment, trying to cop that right hand. He was looking for it there, it wasn't quite on. He's fighting on fumes here, Deontay Wilder. Big right hand again there from Fury. Wilder knocked onto his heels in that red corner. How he is staying in there, Tim, I do not know.
I don't either.
Wilder trying to line up that big right hand. Fury again with the right. It makes contact with the side of Wilder's head. Those legs just look so unsteady, but somehow they're managing to support him in there. He almost swings himself off his feet there with a left hand. Deontay Wilder looks for that right. Fury just tucks that chin in behind the shoulder, manages to protect himself. 30 seconds remaining in round eight. Left hand from Wilder, blood still just coating the bottom lip there of the Bronze Bomber. He looks for that 1-2. The right hand did land, but there wasn't too much snap left on it. Fury manages to turn him around in that blue corner. He's taking his time here, Tyson Fury. He's not taking any unnecessary risks. I think he knows that he's knocking on the door Wilder is providing stubborn resistance, but at some point that door is going to open. Wilder finishes around with a right hand and then manages to get back onto his stool.
Unbelievable. I'm lost for words, gents. Tyson Fury, absolutely sensational to drag himself out of the 10-7 round, being on the floor twice in the fourth, to keep going and to still be putting it on Deontay Wilder. And for Deontay Wilder to now be literally spent, to still be in this, to refuse, that's what it is, Gareth, he's refusing to go down, is absolutely the warrior spirit.
Absolutely, he refuses to be not denied his moment. And like you say, we have to respect him for that. Don't write him off yet. He landed a big right hand, the tensile strength, because he's so exhausted and doesn't know where he is.
You do feel, though, that he needs a Hollywood punch, though,
right?
He
does need a Hollywood punch, but the tensile strength have gone. Tyson Fury still took a big right hand from in that round, but I don't want Fury to hang about too long here. Get the job done.
So the referee has called a timeout here, and the doctor is having a word with Deontay Wilder, just making sure that Wilder is fit to continue. You're listening to Talk Sports live and exclusive coverage of Fury Wilder 3 from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. And this fight has delivered so far and then some. Fury bouncing on the balls of those feet. He seems to have plenty of energy remaining just yet. Deontay Wilder, as we've been saying, has been running on empty for a little while now, but he's still in there. Looks for a right hand to the body there. Fury just managing to deflect that one with the forearm and then leads off with the left hand, just cuffing Wilder, looking to try and manoeuvre him into a corner, get him where he wants him, and then I think just let his hands go. Looking for the jab there, Tyson Fury. Right hand, I think, was a little bit round the back there. But Deontay Wilder, who's not really throwing too much back at the moment. Fury just looking to lean in. Wilder with a big 1-2! Tyson Fury, it stopped him in his tracks, certainly, and there it is. There's that power that he still has. As deep into the fight as this, and as hurt and as tired as he has been, there's that warning to Witherspoon that he is still a dangerous man.
It probably the weightlifting has got Dante a little tired, because he is exhausted. They said he was lifting weights, so maybe this is it.
Wilder just looking for the jab midway through round 9, just shaking that right fist there. Fury looks for the 1-2 this time. He's trying to pour it on and just got up a little bit too close there, because again it looked like Wilder was ready to go. Every time Fury lands heavy, Wilder looks like he could be about to go down, but somehow he's managing to stay up. The referee letting these two try and work it out on the inside. Left of the body there from Fury was a good, good shot. Wilder just looking over the shoulder of Fury there as the Englishman just leans on to him, gets him in a little bit of a headlock, and then looks to aim the right uppercut, chipping away to the body again there, Fury. The referee eventually, Russell Moore, just steps between the two of them and breaks them up. A very tired looking right hand to the body there from Wilder. Straight left hand there from Fury, and Wilder just steps in and looks to try and detonate the dynamite that still carries in that right. Less than 30 seconds remaining in the ninth. Fury with a little screw shot, left hand on the inside. Wilder backed up to the ropes. Another 1-2 crashes through there for Tyson Fury, but Deontay Wilder just manages to take it and fires off an uppercut coming out of the red corner, and has a little bit of success to end the round, and really just full of admiration for the way that Wilder is going about this.
90% of Talk Sports business is bringing you world-class exclusive commentaries of the Premier League football. Tonight we are stealing the show here at the T-Mobile Arena, let me tell you, because this is what it's all about. The best of the best going at it, hammer and tongs. I can't believe what I'm watching, and I hope that you're experiencing what I'm experiencing as you're listening to Andy Cole through this fight. It's sensational. Gareth, I threw my scorecards out the window about 2 minutes ago because I've no idea what's going on. How have you got this scored? Are we talking about maybe Tyson Fury needing a knockout to win it?
No, not at all. No. He's at least 4 or 5 rounds ahead. Certainly 4 or 5 points ahead. Wilder, you've got to admire Wilder's courage, but he's landing with single pot shots. They're both playing to type. What worries me about Tyson Fury is that he's enjoying himself in there, believe it or not, but I don't want to see him get too far into levels of exhaustion because it just evens up this finish.
So into the 10th we go. The bell signalling the sound. The start of another 3 minutes. Nobody thought we would get this deep into the fight. Fury again just getting a hold of Deontay Wilder, pushing him back into the ropes, just disengages as they almost do a kind of slow drunken waltz to the middle of the ring. Big right hand there again from Fury, and he follows it up with a left. Deontay Wilder somehow manages to take it as he sinks back into the ropes. How he has stayed on his feet after some of the shots he's taken, Deontay Wilder, quite frankly, is miraculous. Again, he's just backed up to the red corner there. Fury leaning on at times, maybe just not giving himself quite enough room to land that blow that he really needs to get rid of Deontay Wilder in there. Tyson Fury is controlling this fight. He's in charge here. That much is for certain. But as we know, Wilder, as he always says, is dangerous every second that he's in there. Fury just leaning in, not giving Wilder any opportunity to get himself off the ropes over on the far side in front of Maurizio Sulaiman, the WBC president. That gold and green strap at the moment looks like it's going to stay in the hands of Tyson Fury as the referee just breaks these two apart, pushing Wilder into the right hand from Tyson Fury. Down goes Deontay Wilder, but he gets back to his feet on the count of five into the red corner. The referee having a close look at him, a deep look in his eyes, again asks him to raise his gloves, which Wilder does. A minute remaining in the round. Can Fury finish this now? Deontay Wilder standing stock still in the centre of the ring, gloves down, unable to defend himself really. Right hand comes in there from Fury. He must know now that he is just one punch away from closing this trilogy and retaining his WBC World Heavyweight title. Russell Moura having a good look. Tyson Fury leaning on. Little left hand on the inside there, but Wilder has just got his left hand clamped around the waist of Tyson Fury, hugging him close. Looks for the uppercut there. Wilder doesn't quite manage to land it, but does get through with a 1-2. Massive uppercut from Fury. Rocks back the head of Deontay Wilder. How he's managing to take this, how he's managing to stay on his feet, I just couldn't tell you. This is boxing at its absolute finest. Big left hand there from Wilder. Fury takes it, beckons Wilder in, gun slinging. Absolutely extraordinary stuff.
Tim, have you ever been at a fight like this? This is unbelievable.
They are really rumbling. They don't care what they, where the punch come from, where it go. They just want to hit that punch and land on each other.
Two-time heavyweight world champion Tim Witherspoon, part of our commentary team tonight. Gareth A. Davis, talk me through what you're witnessing, mate.
Well, Wilder's beyond exhaustion and doing an incredible job. It's a 10-8 round still for Fury. He won the round, he knocked him down. But how is Wilder keeping up and doing this? It's unbelievable. He fired back at the end there, and he had Tyson Fury slightly wobbled. Fury knows where he is. Wilder is purely fighting on his spiritual warrior's instinct. This is an incredible spectacle, gents, and it is unbelievable to witness it.
There's that phrase, leave it all in the ring. They have left it all in the ring already, and we've still got two rounds to go, Andy.
And then some. You're listening to Fight Night Live on TalkSport in partnership with DAZN. You're boxing your way, DAZN. Game changed. Into the 11th we go. Deontay Wilder somehow still on his feet. Those minutes in between rounds. He looks disconnected from the world completely, Deontay Wilder. Alone with his own thoughts, the corner are talking to him. I don't think he can really take any of it in, but somehow he rises from his stool time and time again and manages to go another 3 minutes, just wearily trudging from one foot to the other there. Wilder, Fury shaping, looking for the right hand. Big right hand lands on the ropes right above us. Sweat just spraying all over the first couple of rows and the commentary tables. Wilder again just backed up to the ropes, somehow manages to just slip away to the left. The uppercut comes in there from Fury, another right cross. Again Wilder just takes it. What a chin this man has got. Uppercut from Fury, followed by the left hand and another right. Down goes Deontay Wilder, and the referee has waved the fight over. Tyson Fury is still the WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and we have just witnessed the third fight of what will go down in boxing history as one of the all-time classic trilogies. The Gypsy King still reigns supreme in the Nevada desert, but what an effort that was from the bronze bomber, from Deontay Wilder. The heart, the will, the skill, the courage to remain in there into that 11th round. It was an honour and a privilege to be here to see this boxing at its very best.
And just to pick up on what's currently happening in the ring right now, we're hoping that Deontay Wilder's okay. He's up, he's on his feet, but he was out cold, splattered on the canvas. He's on his stool right now, being addressed by the doctor and his team. And he seems to respond to the doctor, so that's a good sign. In the opposing corner, there's concern from Team Fury towards Deontay Wilder. They wanted to come across and pass on and make sure that Deontay Wilder was okay in that particular moment. They're just being held back by the security whilst the doctors deal with Deontay Wilder. Paris Fury, Tyson Fury's wife, is already in the ring. They've embraced, they've kissed. An absolutely sensational, epic encounter. Whatever happens in the future for these two men, they've left a little bit of themselves in that ring this evening. They've taken something from each other. That was unbelievable, Tim Witherspoon.
It was beautiful. It was really, really, they were fighting. They didn't care about skills. They were just trying to take each other head off. It was a really good fight. And Dante Wilder showed a lot of courage.
I'm here if you want me.
Gareth A. Davis has got something to say, I've no doubt, mate. We can't shut him up normally. He's not going to be able to shut up now because we've just witnessed one of the greatest heavyweight fights of all time, Gareth.
Absolutely, we did. What I like about it was we got an emphatic ending. Deontay Wilder had Tyson Fury hurt in there tonight. Fury had Wilder hurt for 5 rounds, but Wilder showed what a warrior he is. We have a decisive, emphatic ending to this trilogy that's marked the narrative of these two men's lives for the last 3 years. And I will add, we have an emphatic number one heavyweight in the world. He's British, he's the Gypsy King, and it's Tyson Fury.
It was absolutely unbelievable what we witnessed this evening. The first fight provided the most iconic moment that we've seen in a long time, where Tyson Fury rose from the canvas in the 12 rounds to save and get himself a hotly contested draw. Many thought that he won that fight. In the second fight, he did exactly what we all thought that he couldn't do. He told us that he was going to knock out Deontay Wilder. The towel came in that seventh round, and the Gypsy King was crowned the WBC heavyweight champion. And tonight, two men gave us the heavyweight version of Hagler and Hearns. Tyson Fury victorious with a knockout victory in the 11th round, and it was a conclusive knockout victory, having rose from... There's a little bit of aggravation going on in the ring at the moment. Tyson Fury's making his way over to Deontay Wilder's ring, to his corner, to talk to him. I'm just trying to get a little bit of a look on this because it's happening right in front of me right now. Obviously, there's been an incredible amount of bad blood between these two men. But Tyson's gone over, he said something. Deontay doesn't look like he's in any fit state right now in order to take that apology, but I'm sure the respect between these two men has absolutely gone through the roof. You can't do that to each other for that length of time and not come away from it feeling certain feelings. Yes, of course, this is the hurt business. The aim is to go in to the ring and hurt your opponent, of which both men have most certainly done to each other this evening. But in doing so, they've gained the respect of each other, and without any shadow of a doubt, they've gained the respect of the whole boxing community. Over the last 20 months, it's been a difficult watch, Deontay Wilder, the way that he responded to that second fight. Tonight, he's gained the respect of the boxing community. I just hope that post-fight, he's all right, and that he can come out and own that defeat, even though he was absolutely sensational, Andy, in that defeat.
It was just an extraordinary fight, an absolutely extraordinary fight. It was interesting the way that Wilder came out. He was jabbing to the body, he was investing in that body work, and then from the first knockdown onwards, really, the fight just went absolutely crazy. He looked like he was finished Wilder much, much earlier in the fight, and then had that huge round where he put Tyson Fury down twice. He just reminded him that he's got that power, he's got that fight-ending power, and you can never take anything for granted with him. But Fury did what he said he would do eventually, much deeper into the fight than people expected. And again, fellas, this is just the beautiful thing about sport, isn't it? Because we've been talking all week about what we thought would happen. And okay, we did pick Fury, and we did pick Fury by stoppage. But none of us picked Fury by stoppage in round number 11 after witnessing that utter, utter carnage.
After round four, I genuinely thought there was going to be a changing of the belt with the two knockdown round where it was a 10-7. Deontay Wilder was in the ascendancy there, but that muscle mass that we spoke about in the week, Tim, it backfired on him a little bit. Yes, it gave him the power. Yes, it gave him the strength, of course, but it affected his cardiovascular system, and he slowed right down and became a lot easier to hit at the back end of the fight.
Yeah, this fight boiled down to the will. Who wanted it more? Oh, but you know, Dante Wilder wanted it. He really wanted it, but Tyson wanted it more. And it shows in the results.
The ring in front of me here at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas is absolutely packed. I think Deontay Wilder, quite rightly, after an epic encounter like that, he's being ushered away before the announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the time of 1 minute 10 seconds in round number 11. He is the winner by way of knockout, and he is still the undefeated WBC and lineal heavyweight champion of the world, the Gypsy King, Tyson.
There may be some inside ring interviews from the television broadcasters. We will try our very best to hijack those in order to allow you to hear from the victor this evening, Tyson Fury. But just a note on Deontay Wilder, who has been ushered out of the ring. He's probably gone off to go and see the doctor after such a brutal fight. And obviously the brutal result with the knockout. He most certainly needs medical attention, and we want him to be okay. But he's receiving an unbelievable reception from the fans that have turned out here this evening. And I'm sure that if it was packed with a further 10,000 British fans, don't know where they would have sit, because it's been absolutely packed to the rafters.
The champion about the...
They would have applauded as well. Tyson Fury now addressing the crowd.
As possible for you.
Tyson, first of all, on behalf of boxing fans everywhere, thank you for giving us a trilogy worthy of boxing history. What are you and Deontay made of? Because there was five knockdowns, and this fight could have ended at any moment.
Well, like the great John Wayne said, I'm made of pig iron and steel, baby.
Walk me through what got you up twice after you had put him down.
First of all, I'd just like to say thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, I won this fight tonight again. I give him the glory, he gives me the victory. It made me legs strong. I was down a couple of times. I was hurt. Wilder's a strong puncher, and he's a tough man. I was hitting him with some big shots, and my Lord and Savior rose me to my feet tonight to give him the glory.
Is there a level of respect now after sharing the ring for a total of 33 rounds?
You know, it was a great fight tonight. It was worthy of any trilogy in the history of the sport. You know, I'm not going to make any excuses. Wilder's a top fighter. He gave me a real run for my money tonight. And I always said, I'm the best in the world and he's the second best. You know, he's got no love for me, Deontay Wilder. because you know why? Because I beat him three times. And it's like, I'm a sportsman. I went over to him to show some love and respect, and he didn't want to give it back. So that's his problem. I'll pray for him so God will soften his heart. But you know what? I want to thank everybody in this building tonight who came out to show love for my sport, boxing. Thank you to every man, woman and child in the building tonight. Great fight, October 9th, 2021. Will go down to history as a great fight, I hope, anyway.
It sure will, and that begs the question, what is next for the Gypsy King? You are the WBC champ.
I'm the WBC champ, Ring Magazine champion and lineal champion. You know what, I've got to say thank you to my trainer, Sugar Hill, because if it wasn't for Sugar and America's own, Detroit's own, I wouldn't have got through that fight tonight. He told me, he said, get your jab working, big dog, and shoot that right hand down the middle. He said, only the big dogs pull it out late on in fights. And I said, yes, I got you. And I went out and pulled it out of the bag. So big shout out to me dad, me mum, me kids all watching. I know you've had your hearts in your mouth tonight, but don't ever doubt me. When the chips are down, I can always deliver. Thank you to Bob Arum. Thank you to Frank Warren. Thank you to Top Rank Boxing, Las Vegas, T-Mobile, MGM, and everybody who came to show support. And thank you to my wife. Thank you, Paris. I love you so much. And, yeah, thank you very much again. I don't want to keep going on and on and on. But, you know, it was a great honour tonight to be here. And I got one thing to say.
Put on my blue suede shoes, baby, boarded the plane. I touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC Handy, when you look down over me. Hey, I got a first class ticket, and I'm as fly as a guy can be. I was walking in Vegas, I was walking with my feet on the field. I was walking in Vegas, and do I really feel the way I feel? Thank you very much! Vegas, I love you, baby!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.